Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
So, come on into my house and let's get it done. Let's get it done and get it done Rosie right. You can reach into my house by phone and dial 1-888-767-4348. The topic is getting that roof ready for the monsoon. Now, let me just share with you the history of roofs in Arizona just for a little bit, okay? When Arizona went through its longest period of expansion, of in-migration, was shortly after the invention of air conditioning and the end of World War II, where many of the guys were stationed at Luke and experienced how great a place this was to live. And in the 40s and 50s, we didn't have enough builders here to meet the demand for housing that we found. So the guys and gals that ended up being the builders of those homes generally came from someplace else, California or the Midwest or Northeast. And they got here and decided, well, it never rains here. So the last thing we have to worry about is what to roof the house with. Let's just throw the cheapest possible thing we can find over the top of the roof, and everything will just be fine.
But because of the lack of rain, it actually creates more water problems because of the water inconsistency. You know, if you look at the soils, when it rains, they get wet, they expand. When it dries, you can see it cracking and shriveling up. Well, that same thing is happening on your roof and the underlayment that is your waterproofing agent. It just dries out, then that water comes, cools it off, contracts, expands through the heat. And because a lot of our rain comes quickly, you know,
the monsoon summer rains,
and we get a lot quickly,
come packed with a punch.
You know, gutters are overlooked in a lot of cases, but, you know, you can see it. You can get a ton of water displaced against your home really quickly, where you probably should have that guttered and channeled away from your foundation.
Many a rain gutter salesman in Phoenix in the 50s starved to death. many. I mean, that was the last thing in the world anybody ever thought of. Rain gutters. Really?
In Arizona,
you know. But we get rain, generally speaking, in two varieties. The monsoon, microburst, horizontal, hard-driving, large drops. That creates a whole different challenge than our soft two-day January winter soaking rains. Two completely different situations that have to be addressed completely different. And in my 50 years of building and remodeling in Arizona, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, the number one problem I'm dealing with in solving someone's problem at their house has to do with water. I mean, it's not a second place issue, doesn't even come close. It's because we builders in the 50s and 60s underestimated what we have to do to protect a home with its roof and with its exterior coating. We began to realize this as we saw the repairs that we were doing in the 60s and 70s. New technologies came out. And in the 80s and 90s, we really began to get our act together. Let's talk about getting those roofs ready for monsoons. And I know I'm talking to a lot of you when I ask you, was your roof replaced about 10 years ago? Remember the October hailstorm that came through and caused damage in Maricopa County to 150,000 homes. 150,000 homes were damaged with that hailstorm. Many of you got new roofs. Many of you got new air conditioners. My air conditioning partners and my roofing partners were so worried about all the roofs and air conditioners they were replacing, they figured they were going to have to go through a recession for 10 years because all these units were prematurely retired or damaged. That didn't really occur, but if your roof is 10 years old, dating back to that hailstorm, now is about the time you need to start paying attention to your roof. Any new roof installed correctly should give you a good 10-year worry-free period. Except foam roof. You've got to do a little bit more often inspection on the foam roof. I like foam, but truth to tell, it can be one of the higher maintenance roofs for a flat roof. But let's just look at a typical pitched roof that's got a three-tab asphalt shingle or a concrete tile roof. At 10 years, there's a great chance that the sun and the heat of the Arizona desert floor has aged the elasticity out of those products to the point the UV and the dry air literally sucks the elasticity out of those tar products the same way it sucks elasticity out of the skin on your body. And after 10 years of living up there on the roof in 110, 115 degree weather, is about the time you need to start backing up, looking at your roof and seeing, am I missing any shingles? Look particularly in the valleys and along the outside edges. Because as that shingle gets more and more brittle, the more prone it is to be lifted up off the roof by one of these summer monsoon microbursts, horizontal wind powers that can approach hurricane strength, 60, 70, sometimes 80 miles an hour. Okay? Are you missing a couple shingles? Now's probably the time you want to address that now. Are a couple of your clay tile have some palm fronds been blown down or roof limbs blown down or people servicing equipment on your roof cracked some of the tile, the concrete tile on your roof? Take a look. Get back as far as you can and observe it from the ground. We don't generally recommend, unless you're trained to do so, to get up and walk around on your roof. That's what we call conditions conducive for a hospital visit. And we don't like promoting that. So at 10 years, you might want to take a look at your receipts. Or if you had HomeZada, you could just simply log on to HomeZada and see who did your roof. And contact those people and say, you know, at 10 years, I think it's time for you to come out and at least just walk my roof and take a look. Once you start that routine, you ought to have that done about every 3 to 5 years. Because the last thing you want in those driving rains of the summer monsoons is to be sitting there watching Jeopardy, have the monsoon hit, and you hear drip, 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 drip. I would encourage you, if you don't currently have gutters and downspouts on, I would tell you, you need them. We want the water, or a rain harvesting system would work as well. We want the water that falls on our roof to land approximately 10 feet away from our foundation. The reason for that has to do with a lot of the soil problems we have in the state of Arizona. And once our soil is dry, it's tremendously stable. But we have a lot of expansive soil in Arizona, and when it gets wet, it expands just like a sponge. And most of the foundation problems we see in Arizona are due to soil expansion cracking your foundation, as opposed to foundation settling. So if we can get the moisture away from our foundation, I don't even like to see landscape planters up against a house. I don't like to see lawns right up against a house. The area 5 feet out from your stem wall should be limited to concrete skirts, rock walls, low water required plants like cactus, but nothing that requires water ought to be up against your foundation. So let's get the downspouts. Now that is going to include, that then gives you a little maintenance issue you're going to have to check seasonally. Set up a step ladder, crawl up and just do a visual inspection of those gutters and downspouts and make sure they are flowing free. Now for a flat roof, walk the flat roof and take a look at it. There's the asphalt roofs, and those are pretty easy to troubleshoot because you look at every place that they have a roof penetration, or that the tar has developed an alligator look to it, or the seams have started lifting or delaminating. A foam roof can be a little bit harder, but the primary thing is make sure there's no foam exposed. The elastomeric top coating has to be absolutely continuous. Now, a lot of times a foam roof will develop big, large blisters. Those can be a problem too. If you've got blisters in your foam roof, you're going to be much better off just getting in touch with one of the Rosie certified foam roof installers and have them come up and take care and address those simple blistered areas. You'll be in much better shape.